I still start with the last play, expect TJ or
I mean, we would have had a better chance at it, but that's something ultimately that falls on me, just in terms of getting things communicated, being on the same page, all that, and you know, it's unfortunate the game ended like that.
What happened on the play with the read, and what happened on that play? Did you see McCourty there?
Yeah, I mean, they were playing cover two. He's deep half safety. I thought I'd be able to get TJ, and wasn't able to get him.
Haven't played the way you played all day in that game. After 15 minutes, bitterness today, feeling? Knowing it was right there to win?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can ask for as a quarterback is a chance at the end to win the game, and we had that today. We did. We held them to a field goal at the end there, and were able to drive down and have a couple shots at the end zone, but weren't able to get it done. And, I mean, I thought we fought up there. I thought offensively, that's the kind of team and the kind of game plan and the stuff that we want to do. You know, we got our guys, their touches. We were able to get some play action throws with the way they were playing downfield a little bit. And, Scott involved, Stevie involved, Donald did some good stuff. So we just got to find a way to pull it out at the end.
I know it's unfortunate that Freddie and Donald hurt, but losing those two timeouts, did that change what you were able to call?
I think it changed the thought process a little bit if we would have had timeouts there. So we probably, on the one would have been on the ball and calling a play and going with the two timeouts in our pockets and then Donald going down. That we lost our last one there. So it changed it. It changed it a little bit, but those were just two unfortunate things that happened.
Spikes his face, I think, after the rough and you just seemed emotionally really to the game. Did you feel it with the thing turning your way out there in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we're not going to back down from anybody. And, I think Spikes is an emotional player. I think he's a punk at times and, took a cheap shot at Scott in the first game and was doing a lot of jabbering and talking and hitting out there. And, not one of my favorite players, not high on my list, but, I think that's our mentality, and I think it's important to make sure you don't back down from anybody.
Talk about the penalties, because they really, especially the first game.
Yeah, the penalties were unbelievable, looking at it offensively, having a third and one, and all of a sudden going to third and 21, I don't know if it was first or second drive, but just can't have it. We had some critical holding penalties that you just can't have. We're able to overcome some of them, but just too many yellow flags out there for us today.
A few phantom ones too. Was there some frustration in the huddle on the sideline? There were a few that you're shaking your head.
I mean, that's not for me to judge. I didn't see. I know we jumped offsides a few times, and that's something we can't do. I don't know about the other ones. We'll look at the film and look at them, but you've got to be able to try to overcome those if they do call them.
How would you compare last week at Houston? You didn't get the ball yet, so today you move the ball up and down the field all day. How would you compare Houston's defense for this one?
I mean, I don't want to get into the comparisons. I mean, you can look at statistics, and Houston's obviously a top five defense. I really don't want to compare them, but
is this one a top five?
I mean, if you look at the statistics, they're obviously not a top five defense, but these guys, what they do, they know they've got a great offense and they're going to make you earn it all the way down the field. And, I thought our guys until the very, very end there, we made a lot of plays and unfortunately came up one play short at the end.
Just the usage fits of Fred and CJ, not only running them with the ball, but
Yeah, I mean that's what we want to do. Obviously, we talk about it every week. We got away from it with Houston and what they did to us, but today, I thought we came in with a great plan. We had ways to get them the ball no matter what was going on defensively, and even the screens and the getting the ball in those guys' hands in space are special. And we saw that today, like we see it every week.
Knowing what this would have meant, I mean, it could have changed the whole perception of this season.
Mm-hmm.
How disappointed are you for that team? Were they
I mean, really disappointed. That was, if we were able to win that game, all of a sudden, you turn the season around and you forget about you know, the five losses before that and all that. That's a tough one to swallow for us, especially with the way that it ended. But we've got to find a way. I mean, we've got a really short week here, and we've got to come out and hopefully heal up a little bit the next few days and play on Thursday.
Way back, the early first quarter, sack fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Were you looking for CJ over here and Mayo zipped out there? Is that why you didn't?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly the read or what happened. I know that's you know, something we talked about going into the game, not giving these guys, not giving their offense more opportunities than, you know, than what they deserve. And unfortunately, that fumble was a big turning point, essentially giving them 7 points early in the game. And, you know, that's something that I guess we weren't able to overcome throughout the game.
You had some success finding Chandler earlier in the game, you know, over the middle, that sort of thing. Did that open things up later on, you think?
I think it was just part of it going in. I thought he had a chance to have a good game in terms of some of the stuff we had in terms of what they ran defensively. You know, made some really nice catches, but he's that kind of guy for us. I mean, he's a big target. He's a guy that's going to be able to beat linebackers in coverage. You know, and sometimes when they bring in the dime or whoever on third down with his big body, we expect him to win, and he did a good job today.